Blog Talk Radio.
Right here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. Thank you for being here. I see you out there, and thank you. I appreciate you for being with us. And, you know, we're going to have us a really, really good time tonight. We got an awesome entourage of individuals that's going to be bringing you some updates on what happened this past weekend in Las Vegas. But before we do that, you know, Mama Nim taught us that before you invite people in your home, you got to do a couple of things. So what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, we make sure that we start off with affirmative reading. So that makes the way clear for people to just kind of, you know, shake off any things that they have from the day and get settled and anchored in some good talk or some good thoughts. So today's message that I'm reading comes from my WordPress account, which is RevSandy.wordpress.com. It's a daily inspirational message. And today's, what I'm reading to you is called Spiritual Surrender. Your inner spirit is just waiting for you to be ready and in a space of complete receptivity to the awesome opportunities it has for you to witness and experience. Spiritual surrender is releasing your will to that of a higher consciousness. Not my will, but your will be done in my life this day. This is a proclamation to God to have his or her way in your life and affairs. By saying this simple phrase, you are activating the supreme being energy to be a reality in your life. Not my will. I understand that my will is tainted and distorted by the physical that I can see or have seen. I accept that a higher purpose is in store for me. I release the limiting ego and receive the abundance of the universe. Not my will, but your will be done in my life. I am open and receptive to standing in the place of absolute prosperity. The prosperity of peace of mind and heart, the prosperity of forgiveness and acceptance, the prosperity of enthusiasm and excitement, the prosperity of unconditional love, and the prosperity of harmony and justice. I stand with my arms stretched wide open to receiving the mercy and grace of God. I feel it falling down upon me like a thunderstorm. I humbly receive it fully and completely. Yes, I accept blessings. I surrender to the wondrous workings and outpourings of spirit. I receive the awesome gifts of spirit. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. Again, that's called Spiritual Surrender. And you can find my daily inspirational messages at revsandy.wordpress.com. And the next, but perhaps the most important activity that we undertake before we start our show each week is inviting and invoking the energies of our ancestors to be actively involved with us. Because here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, a lot of times we talk about subjects that people dare not even whisper too loud in a corner. So we know that the ancestors are always holding us up. And so we welcome the presence, the stamina, and all the love that they have to give us. And ancestors, we just want you to know that we love you, we appreciate you, we adore you, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, we're talking about the review of the second annual Water of Life Symposium. It was held at the West Resort here in Las Vegas, Nevada, this past weekend. It started on Friday, and it ended on Sunday afternoon. And I know we have a lot of the attendees that were present at the symposium that are going to speak live on air with us. I actually already have someone that has alerted me they want to talk. And so some people do have other schedules. Some people are at the airport still leaving or returning back home. And so we want to make sure we honor all those that want to speak tonight. So, again, this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I just want to make an announcement that all views are welcome and received on this station. No one is discriminated against in any form by what you have to say. Your comments are all valued and valuable. So if you're on with us by calling in on 516-531-9819, you would simply push 1 on your dial. So let me know that you want to talk live on air with us. Let me just give a shout-out to my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, who is the founder and creator of the Water of Life Symposium. And this year, man, oh, man, oh, man, you should have been here with us. You should have been here with us. I'm going to open up the line because I've already received notice from a couple of the individuals that they had some short-term commitments and they were only going to be able to be on for a short period of time. And so I'm going to open up the line for our first caller. And caller, you are 916-862. If you give us your name and where you're calling from and whatever comments you would like to make, we'll gladly listen to you at this point.
Hello, Kunjani, Auntie Sandy. This is Danielle calling. Yeah. I'm calling.
Hey,
and,
Danielle.
I was at the symposium. You know this, and I had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was almost like a recreation of last year, but a little bit better. And the effort that was put into the symposium with the speakers and the guests, it's just unmagnified in my mind because there's no magnitude that I can explain how overwhelming it was to be around people that are like-minded like me and share our stories of progress. There's no one digressing when you drink your water. And I just want to invite anybody who's listening to come in on this conversation for any questions that you may have about us people who want to live a lot longer than the normal people on this earth. And I want to tell you, Auntie Sandy, your book, I just barely touched it, the surface. I barely skimmed the surface of your book. But, you know, I feel you, Auntie Sandy, and I love you.
Thank you, darling.
And I cannot wait to get in conversation with everybody that was there at the symposium. If you missed it, there's always another year coming. You call in, check on our website, and figure it out yourself because we're only going to invite you every year. Just to be sure.
And we're only going to invite you every year, right?
We're only going to invite you every year.
Yeah. So are you going to be with us the whole night, or are you going to have to get off early, or what do you think?
I could be with you as long as you accept me. I have no schedule right now, and I'm just glad to be calling in.
Well, good, good. I just want to make sure. So we're going to take a quick music break. Like I said, I know there was a couple of people that said they had time constraints and they would only be on for a short period of time. So thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you, and I know you've got
a lot of
valuable information to share with the group. So we're going to take a short music break, and then we're going to come back and really get into the subject. It's Water of Life Symposium. It's drinking up yourself, and especially for those that desire to live. And I guess that's the most important part of this review that we're going to do and what Danielle just stated. You know, is for those that want to live and live a higher quality of life. So let's take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Thicker than the mud, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Was all bad. Was all bad. Left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there, but you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
All right, for all of you old heads out there, that was Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair. And, you know, I always intend to play music that kind of summarizes the guests or the theme of the night. And so It's a Family Affair just seems so appropriate for what happens at the symposiums, the Water of Life symposiums. Because it's like, you know, you leave whatever separate identity you have, like, at the door or before you walk through the door, and you just part of this huge, loving, accepting, acknowledging family of you as a member of it. No questions, you know, no condemnation, none of that. Just pure, pure acceptance. So with that, I want to welcome you back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. Tonight we're doing a review of the Water of Life Symposium number 2 that was held this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Westgate Resort Hotel and Casino. We have our second guest on calling in on 928-978. You want to give us your name and your comments, please?
It's Madeline.
Hey,
hi, Sandy.
Madeline. How you doing?
Hi. Ah, awesome.
Sister Madeline,
awesome.
Greetings.
I have been asking Source for a very, very long time for my tribe. And this weekend, my tribe showed up.
Awesome.
And we all came together in one perfect, harmonious, loving base that is forever in my heart. My life is altered to the point where it has taken a quantum leap into a whole new dimension. And I have, you know, being that I've been here for 75 years, to be able to say that I have never felt better in my life than I feel right now by drinking gold. And that's what it is. When I say my blessing in the morning, when I'm holding my gold in my hands and thanking Source for the love and protection and healing my body and drinking my gold. And for anyone who has anything going on in their head about it's gross, get out of your head, get into your heart.
So just to introduce you guys a little bit to Madeline, she's really new, I think less than 2 months, drinking her own urine. And you, if you met her, you would never know she was that new. She has just fully embraced and accepted the gifts that are within her liquid gold. And, I mean, you didn't feel like a stranger, did you, Madeline?
No, gosh, no. I fit right in. It felt like I had been there forever. The family was right there with open arms, open heart. And it was pure, pure magic, Sandy. Pure, pure magic. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And when I came home, it was like I crashed and burned. Coming from all this love and hugs and camaraderie and our tribe coming together, and then it was like the rug was ripped out from under me. It was really trippy, really trippy. So it's only up to me to bring it back together.
Yeah. Now, only because I know a little bit about what happened. So Madeline got there by one mode of transportation, but another two individuals actually took her home yesterday and drove back to Las Vegas. And so that's the type of family and teamwork and love that people experience. So I'm not saying that this was Madeline's situation, but I'm just letting all of you that are listening know that never let transportation or money or anything like that be a problem for you, because the tribe, like Madeline said, will not let it be a problem. We'll figure it out for you. All you have to do is have the intention to show up, and you're there.
That's right. And it was a 10-hour round-trip drive that Linda and Roz made to bring me home and then go back to Las Vegas. Yeah, 5 hours here and 5 hours back.
Yeah. They got it done.
But like you said, Sandy, when the family is in a position that there's something that needs to get done, it gets done.
Right.
Period. It just gets done.
Yeah.
Magic. Pure magic. It's wild. I have a 7 o'clock meeting that I have to go to, so I'm going to be leaving by a 6:30. And I'm so glad that I was able to connect with you right now, as well as connecting for the weekend. I mean, waiting a whole year, and I know once the year comes and we get to meet each other, there won't be any time constraint at all. It'll be in that now moment of pure love. So.
Yes.
So many blessings. Oh, my gosh. So many blessings.
Indeed. Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, good. And we've got some things on the horizon for those that were present this weekend. So not to despair. We will have some things going on. So, But thank you for being who you are. Just a beautiful, beautiful, smiling, spirit, and you, I remember when we first met, you gave me a card, and it said smile, and you told me that that was your work that you were assigned to do here in the universe.
That's right. That's right. 8,000 of them I've shared, so it's very exciting for me.
Beautiful.
I got one.
Hi, Karen.
Yay. And you give the best hugs. You give the best
Yay.
Hugs, Sister.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to bring on another caller here.
Okay.
202. Let me see, 294, give us your name and your contribution to the discussion.
Hey, Auntie Santi, Tony.
Hey, Tony, Mr. Yoga.
Tony.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Yeah. I made it back to the coast. even though I was tired, I did a red eye, so... I'm a little tired, but I'm still in the afterglow of this weekend.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that, you know, being this is year number two. Year number one, I felt a lot of love, but year number two, I felt even more love. And that song play was appropriate. It's a family affair because that's just how I feel after experience this weekend. So just wanted to share that. Hey, Danielle. Hey, Madeline.
Hi, Tony. How you doing, Tony?
What's up, my brother?
I'm good.
So special.
It was
so
nice
special.
To finally get to hug you, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, Tony Hill is our yoga instructor, and he's up and in place and ready to go at 7:30 each morning to do the yoga. Tony is a worldwide certified and trained yogi, and he just comes in pumped up and so qualified, he is sufficiently qualified to help all of us from the child that doesn't know the move to the older person that doesn't know the move, and for anybody in between there. And so we feel so blessed and feel excited. I mean, like, we even have some guests of the hotel on the second day that joined. It was you know, and magnetizing for people to share in that energy. So thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure, and I'm, you know, just glad to be able to be of service or just provide a service. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing it again and again and again.
Yeah,
Mama,
yeah, yeah.
That's what we got to come back. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got home safely as well.
Yes, yeah, I did. And it was always, you know, again, it was just so much fun. I enjoyed myself. I was present the entire time.
Yes.
That's what counts.
Mm. Just so much, I mean, you know, it's like words are not sufficient to describe what happens.
Right. Right. That's so true. True.
Yeah. It's a bonding, a sincere bonding.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect word. Perfect word. Bonding.
Say that again.
It's a perfect word. Bonding.
Yes.
Right.
That we all bonded because we all knew this was our tribe.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, Madeline. speaking of being, you know, people stepping up and helping you. Linda took me to the airport. Was it Sunday night? To find out that my flight didn't leave till Monday night, so he drove me all the way out there and back. So it was, you know, such a giving and wonderful.
I was in the car with you, Tony.
but Auntie Sandy wasn't.
We were just grateful that you knew, you know, that we got. You got the information before we let you out of the car, and then you had to call us. So that's what
right.
Linda was saying. Well, I was so grateful. We found out so we could just take him back to the hotel.
But we had a great conversation on the way over there, didn't we? On the way.
Yes. It was great.
It was worth it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Awesome.
One people.
Alrighty. So our next caller is area code 720-628. Let us know who you are and what you have to add to the conversation.
This is Brother Sage.
Hey, Brother Sage.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Brother Sage. Greetings. What a
wow. Dear sisters
Greetings,
and brothers. Brother Tony, I love you. We're still in the Water of Life Symposium, it seems.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
The water has not stopped.
Yeah.
How did he define symposium?
I was saying we're still symposium.
AKA
<one
symposium. laughs> new word, symposium.
It's a great word. So guys, I have to tell you that this was the most incredible love fest I've ever experienced, and I've spent for like 4 years going to gatherings and the Rainbow Gathering and all kinds of spiritual communities. But when I walked into the door at the Water of Life Symposium, there was not a single person I didn't hug when I first saw
them.
It was that kind of open-heartedness and willingness and receptivity that I felt that the words and the educators were frosting on the cake.
Yes.
was just more, and what really delightful for me now, I've been doing urinotherapy for over 25 years now, but to actually take it offline and meet face-to-face and heart-to-heart, let me know that Shibambo is the reason why we came together, and the Water of Life is not going anywhere, so people better pay attention.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Just getting stronger and bigger, bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
And so I'm becoming more of a magnet, attracting more, more like-minded people.
Yeah.
One
I love everybody. This is Madeline, and I have to go. So I will see
you.
We will see each other. Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm so excited. It's jumping out of my skin. Till next time. Bye.
Welcome to the family.
One love.
Thank you. Thank you. The family is growing. Yay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. So Brother Sage is another one of the first-time attendees, one of our newer family members that attended. But Brother Sage is by no means a newbie to urine therapy or drinking of oneself. And he's written a couple of books, and he is well-known internationally. And so to get that feedback from you, Brother Sage, means a lot because, you know, people that come and never have it, maybe are new to the world or to drinking of themselves may not understand, you know, like just how important this event is. And so for you to have been around as long as you have and written and, you know, with the international connections you have and things like that, and to get that type of review from you, that speaks a lot for the group and, you know, for anyone that's wondering if they should be involved or, you know, even consider drinking their own urine. And so thank you for sharing those words and, you know, and your sentiments about being present at the symposium this year.
Thank you. And I want to thank you and our dear brother, Anthony A.K., for holding the focus, staying devoted, and putting your energy into the message of your own water. It's because if you guys held this together, we were able to come join you all and have a larger family so we can take the voice and make it stronger for all of humanity who is struggling and have health challenges right now. So thank you, Sandy. I love you.
Oh, I love you, Brother Sage.
Yes, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Brother Tony.
Indeed. So, my apologies there. It almost slipped my mind. So, Brother Sage has been appointed as the, what's your title?
International Liaison for Urine Therapy.
Well, all right then. The International Liaison. So.
Liaison. What's interesting is when Anthony told me that and gave me that honor, I turned to him and said, Brother, I've been doing this the whole time, but thank you. I appreciate the appointment. It was a lovely honor. And it grounded it for me to do what I'm doing anyway, to intersect and interconnect
excellent.
With people all over the world.
Excellent. Well, good. Welcome to the family.
Thank you. When's dinner?
So we've got another family member here on 310-658. You want to give us your name and your comments, please?
Hello, everyone. This is Shatan.
Hey, Shatan.
Hey, Shatan.
Sister Sugar Shatan.
Hi. So Tony,
hi.
I just want to let you know my legs are still hurting, Tony, from the yoga.
Say that again, Shatan.
I said my legs are still hurting from the yoga.
Yay, that's a good sign. That's
but
a good sign. I still have that vision of you right up in front of me when we're doing our meditation part, and you were looking so focused, your eyes are closed, and you just, you know, the sun shining on you just look so, so powerful, you know, and I just, that image of you is still in my head.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming out.
You're welcome. Thank you for the yoga. So I have to intense my yoga practice every morning now so I can be up to speed for next year.
just come with the best you can, that's all. Just bring yourself wherever you are. You know, every time you step on your mat, just come as you are, and that's all you need to do. Don't worry about it.
Well, just like everybody else has been saying, I'm still on the high from the symposium. Just all the peacefulness, all the embracing, all the love. I mean, it was a beautiful thing. The first one was great, but this one was even greater, and I know they're going to keep getting better and better and better. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be a part of this.
So, Shatan, what was your favorite moment at the symposium this year?
My favorite moment? Oh, gosh, well, I have a couple of them.
Or a moment. Well, it doesn't have to be singular.
I love the fact that we got to hear the singing from both Melvin and AK and Gerald. I enjoyed Dr. Jeb as well. Just the information that was, like, spread, I thought it was very informative. And it makes you think, you know, just make you think a little bit beyond where we may have thought before. So those are some of the points I like. And I thought it was a beautiful thing when we all stopped the loop. I really enjoyed that moment. And I'm sure she enjoyed it too. We just all, you know, showed her that, you know, she didn't stand alone in the death of her husband. So,
Yeah, that was real special.
Right.
Yeah. Danielle, what about you? What were some of your favorite moments at the symposium?
Well, I have to say, because I'm a true lover of Shatan's sweets, that I got to eat all the zebra crust that I wanted to get my little scooter riding hands on. I was doing drive-bys. I was rushing. You guys, don't mind me. I'll be in better shoes next time I get there. I'll be in better walking shoes.
But
I'll tell you what,
right,
my
though.
Best part was the singing. I loved the singing, the energy that came from the songs that were sang there, starting with AK's, his beginning, his opening to the end, you know, when we were just singing for each other, own spirit, you know. We didn't care about who was singing what. We just, everything was a happy moment. When Gerald was singing, AK was singing, he was background, you know. It was just fun times.
True.
Continually fun times, you know. There was not a moment where I wasn't laughing my butt off. And yeah, last year I laughed a lot, but this year I think I laughed even more. Because Tony Hill is crazy. I'll tell you, Yusef Kinsey is crazy. We just have to be all crazy together because we all drinking our piss together, and that's how it is. I'm crazy like a fox.
Nobody look crazy to me.
All right. Tell me I'm crazy, and I'll be like, but I'm alive. I'm living. I'm going to live long.
You know that. And that laughter makes you happy.
I know Rochelle is not going to be with us anytime soon. I'm not sure if she's going to be able to make it to the call, to the show or not. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Rochelle for
Hi,
the magnificent great that she provided, that she grew herself, were just, oh, man, I'm telling you, it was like, man, grapes don't taste like that, you know?
You
like,
are right.
They were so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. She provided transportation. She made more trips back and forth to the airport. She was just a beautiful, beautiful spirit and, you know,
right,
helping
that's
everyone.
Fact,
so,
that's fact.
Shout
to
out
her.
To you, Rochelle. We love you.
Rochelle, yeah. Love you.
Love you, Rochelle.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Yeah, she picked me up from the airport.
And me.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah. You and
we were at Pillar 11. Pillar 11, passenger loading.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
Do you have favorite moments to share with the group?
Who are you talking to?
You, Tony Hill.
Oh yeah. I enjoyed the presentations, especially yours, Auntie Sandy, when you shared your book and talked about, the subject you talked on about, you know, why we don't actually, you know, drink the water and what is, you know, that kind of message that you gave. I think that was awesome. So that, you know, and
thank
I enjoyed
you.
The when we all got up and gave, I think his name was Jack Lays, Laz, a hug.
Lou.
Yeah, that was another favorite part of mine of the composing.
Yeah,
because
mine
it just shows so much love and compassion. So
we all felt her pain.
Okay, put them on, please.
Yeah. That
was
beautiful.
Yeah.
And we did our best to turn her pain into joy.
Yes. So, Brother Sage, before we add anybody else on to the dialogue, you want to share your favorite moments from the symposium?
Well, I have a lot, so I'll try to hit the bullet points. Meeting Anthony for the first time, meeting Sandy for the first time, hearing the speakers that I have been following for quite some time, like Dr. Roz and Dr. Jubb. My encounters with people that I've only known online, that was such a mind-blower and a heart-opener to see people and hug them in person that you've only communicated with online, and they're real people. And so everybody I encountered was a special event for me.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right, so I'm going to bring on a new person here. We have area code 702469. You want to give us your name and your contribution?
Greetings, everyone. This is Casey.
Hey, Sister
Casey. My beautiful sister in Casey.
Yes, we had a good time, didn't we? We did it again. And, yes, I agree.
Yes.
This year. Last year was great. This year exceeded last year, and that's what we want. We had a great, great time, and I am still on a symposium high right now.
Symposium.
We had a wonderful time. Yes. And Tony Hill, I'm with Shatana. I'm still sore, and I only did one day of yoga, and I am still sore.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Well, it was all, glad. When you came out, when I saw you come out, I was like, yes. I was glad you came out with that time.
I didn't get to join last year, so yeah.
Right.
We had a good time. Because
you worked so hard last year.
Yeah, and all everyone, work. It was just good seeing new faces and the faces from last year, so it was really nice, and I look forward to another one next year.
Yeah.
So this is like something we can be excited for. Yes, it's definitely excited for throughout the whole year. And I just want to say registration for next year is up and available. So you guys make sure you check the website as we update it for next year's symposium.
Okay. Good news. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm registering. Good. As soon as I get my check.
Casey, thank you for all your hard work in helping us all keep this together and have this exciting event every year.
Yeah.
So you guys are more than welcome. It was well worth it. It was well worth it.
Yeah.
And thank you for inviting me into your home afterwards. And
yes,
me too. Even more love. And,
we had the
after
symposium in them.
Right.
It was a pleasure having you guys.
Everything was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Even our little powwow in the living room.
Yeah, really. The website that Casey was just speaking of is www.wateroflifesymposium.com. And symposium is symposium.com, Water of Life Symposium.
Yes, thank you, Auntie Sandy.
Oh, sure. It's a family thing. You know, we got to have each other's back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We had a good time. And my favorite moment was, our embrace with Luz. That was just beautiful. It was touching, and I loved it, and I know she did too. And the whole weekend was my favorite moment. It was nonstop the whole weekend. And after, our post gatherings were great. We had a good time.
Right.
Yeah. And Casey has done a lot and been involved since day one, since the whole idea over a year ago, I guess almost 2 years ago when it was first birthed. And she just made it look so effortlessly accomplished. You know, she was just no sweat, just always smiling, taking care of business and smiling, taking care of business. You know, just, you are so beautiful, my queen, Casey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
What you do to make this thing work.
That's right.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you guys, Auntie Sandy and Chetan, for your help and registration. So you guys were part of that effortless look that you're talking about.
I want a shirt, Casey. Casey, I want a hoodie next year.
Okay, well, you know, we'll see what the inventory is this year.
Okay, hold one for me.
I don't know if there'll be hoodies, but we'll see what happens.
It'll be good, whatever it is.
Yes.
You
got to
pay your $29.99 just like everybody else.
I was ready for it, but they sold out too quick.
I'm just playing, Brother Rob.
Danielle. You know, like every family, there's always got to be one that antagonizes everybody else, right? So right here,
I got five on it, Brother Ross.
Thank you. I love you.
I got five on it.
Okay.
So we've got two more people that I want to bring on for right now, and then I have another question I want to ask you guys. So let's try this first person here. It's area code 702-239. You want to give us your name and your contribution, please?
Hi, Rochelle. How are you all?
Hey,
Rochelle, we were talking about you.
I heard about all the things that you said, and I want to tell you that thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
It's all
great,
true.
Lady.
But I got to tell you, I'm still on the high as well, before and after. I mean, the whole week before and then 2 weeks later, I'll still be on the symposium high. And I look forward to seeing everybody next year, plus a whole lot more new faces.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Yes, Rochelle, thank you so much.
Love you, Richie.
Everything
thank
was great
you.
That you contributed. You're
love
great.
You. Love you, love you, love you. You're so wonderful to me.
So, what, Rochelle, what were your favorite moments at the symposium?
Oh my gosh! I got to tell you, there was a lot of them, so I'm gonna have to say the whole thing. It wasn't a part that I would have wanted to miss at all.
Yeah.
The music was wonderful. The people were wonderful. And I was really really happy to see children there. Because they're the next generation of water drinkers. And it's important,
yeah.
I think, to get the younger ones, get them started now.
Yeah.
They'll have a much better chance of getting through life.
Right.
Exactly. Right. And to be, you know, and to be so much farther ahead than we are. I mean, a lot of us started late in life. And I just couldn't even imagine, like, Roz being 7 years old and already drinking her water, and it's like that is just so wonderful.
Yeah.
It just shows you the importance of getting children young.
Yes. I'm trying to sneak it to my granddaughter while my daughter's not watching. You guys, it's not funny. She's potty training right now. My daughter don't trust me with her pee. When she pees, she grabs.
Are just tuning in. This is Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, and we thank you for being with us tonight. We're doing a review, in case you were wondering, of this most magnificent event that happened this past weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada, called the Water of Life Symposium. This was the second annual event, right? And we have participants that were there sharing some, this was their first time, this or some of the others, they've been to both of the events, and just sharing, you know, their favorite parts, what they got out of the symposium, what it meant to them, and to answer any questions for those of you that would be considering becoming a part of this fabulous family of ours of water drinkers. And so we've talked about what were our favorite moments. What about what would you do differently? What would you add to next year to increase the experience? You guys,
I would say more people. You know, that's always exciting, you know, seeing, like I said earlier, new people.
Yeah.
New people. Adding to the tribe.
I concur.
I agree.
Then adding on some extra time on Sunday, maybe do have a Sunday morning or after yoga, have sort of like a post-symposium gathering where people just sit around and talk, you know, and to
to genuinely connect with people they may not have connected with during the symposium itself. You know, so
reconnection.
Yeah. Or just
Tony,
get a deeper connection. You know.
Tony,
yeah.
I agree with you, and I would like to, probably because I'm an educator and you're in therapy, is to listen to more people teaching protocols and different applications of applying their urine either internally or topically, externally, so they have more ammunition, so to speak, to take home with them and possibly explain to other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
I
what
concur.
I would
think
different.
Go ahead, whoever
that
was. No.
Back to you, Sandy.
So we were talking about what we could do to make next year an even better experience than this year was. And I heard from Danielle and Brother Sage. We heard from Casey, I believe, Tony. Shatana, Rochelle, you guys have something to add to that?
Well, this is Shatana. I said I agree with Casey, just to watch it grow, to have more growth by having more people come. And then I'll piggybacking off of it. What Tony said, like the after symposium, like, you know, gathering, like, you know, talking and connecting with those that we may not have got to connect with as we're supposed to. I agree with that as well.
Okay.
I've already started inviting people. I invited my first person today, so.
Oh.
Like, oh, you've got to be here next year. Yeah. Yeah. So
nice.
I think if we can start using that high that we're on to share, you know, that it would make it even more meaningful with the individual. So
I have a question.
All right, so I'm going to, okay.
Quick question. How many of you who flew home from Las Vegas, and I'll explain why this question, how many of you flew home from Las Vegas continued having conversations about the water of life with people you traveled with? And the reason I brought it up is because I sat next to a couple who asked me what was I doing in Vegas, and that led right into talking about the symposium experience.
I did too. I had an experience at the airport in Stockton. This kid that I was sitting next to, they put three big guys in the same row, and I had the seat in the aisle all by my little self, so I switched with one of the big guys. And I sat next to the biggest one, and when he got off, his car had stalled, the car that was picking him up. So that was the second time that we were face-to-face. I said, there's a reason that we're here together again. And he said, what would that be? He said, why are you in the wheelchair anyway? And that was how I opened up my conversation to him about the water of life. And I gave him our website to check out, and he happens to be named Daniel. And he's a real big guy, and he said, I'm going to look into that. And I gave him my phone number, so hopefully he'll look into it, and he'll be our next guest next year.
Okay.
Love it.
So you got to talk about the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to talk about it.
Area code 801-347. Tell us who you are and your...
My name is Sam Smith. That is my second trip to the Water of Life. And my favorite part, of course, was the hugs that I received and getting the picture with Sandy. I got a picture, and I was smiling, and she was smiling, and so that was my favorite part. And then, of course, you know, the everyone giving her a hug, you know, after her. I mean, you know, it was tough because I'm standing in line, waiting in line to give the hug, and I'm trying not to cry, and I'm tearing up, and I'm letting people in front of me because I'm trying to, you know, do that guy thing, and hold back and to be that. Anyway, so I had a great time. This is my second year. And so I'm going to be there the third, fourth, and fifth year, sixth year, seventh year. And anyway, so I do have an idea. And the reason that I got the idea is because of the phone call or the Skype message from the guy that couldn't make it. What I was thinking is we could set up a stream so people would pay for the stream if they couldn't make it, and then they could be a part of the event and they could ask questions online.
Ooh. Excellent.
Yes, and if you can have a giant screen at the stage, then we can interact with these people.
Yep, you could do that. Yep.
Awesome. Good idea. Good.
It's in the water.
I'm writing it down, too.
All right, Rocky Sandy.
Brother Sam, I just wanted to comment when you said about when we were waiting in line to give Luz a hug. I felt the same way, too. I can see, you know, everybody, you know, the emotion was there. I was trying to hold in. But, you know, one thing I felt about the symposium is as a man, I can also, you know, I can cry. And I can allow myself to, you know. So I didn't have that problem as much there as I normally would. So that just goes, you know, to show the love and the you know, the compassion that I feel from the group, from the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Everybody had water in their eyes, and that's what made it so beautiful to me.
Yeah,
I look at everybody's face, and I look at her face particularly because I felt her husband there with us. I felt him right there when I gave her a hug, and I had to let her know that. And I felt her body tremble when I was hugging her because she said, "I feel him too." And when I said the second hug was for you, first one was for you, and this one was for Bernie. And it seems like that's when he just decided to show up between us. And it was really a very phenomenal incident for me. So I had to tell somebody, and now I'm telling everybody, that all of us brought a piece of Bernie into that room for her. Mm. And when I gave her a hug, she said she felt him in the room. So I just want to thank everybody who was there that contributed their beautiful energy and their spirit into manifesting her husband for her while we were there with her. Thank you. That was beautiful.
It's quite a gift.
So just a point of clarification of what Danielle was just speaking of, and Tony and and Casey and Shaitan, what everyone was speaking of, there was one of the participants, one of our family members, Luz, who, when she paid her registration, she was paying for her and her husband to attend the symposium. However, he transitioned prior to the symposium starting. So between the time the registration was paid and the actual event happened. So what the wisdom of AK, the founder of the Water of Life Symposium, was to make his tent, his name tent, and his badge, and they were both at the spot where she sat. And AK invited each person to share love with Luz, and we took the time. The program was halted to take care of that family business, and it was truly, truly the highlight of the whole event. There was so much love, you know. It was unconditional. It was just the most beautiful thing to happen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, you know, I wanted to comment on what we've been talking about because I don't know if I just got so involved in what was going on that when Saturday at 5 o'clock or whatever time it was and AK said, "Well, it's over," I'm like, "It can't be." I'm like, it's too early. What do you mean it's over? You know, it just seemed like it went so quickly, but we had been in there all day long. And so I think that speaks to the energy and the love that was in there, because I wanted it to keep going and to keep going. That would be that Sunday gathering would be really, really good to continue on with that discussion. And having more people, of course, means that we get to share the experience with just that many more individuals. And people need to come out. You know, people need to be a part of this energy so that we all get to experience this feeling of bliss, euphoria, wellness, health conditions being banished from our lives, and just living in this joy, you know, this happy, blissful state. And so it's all really just incredible how this has happened. So I would invite everyone that can hear this message that has not been personally invited to participate in our Water of Life Symposium for 2019. It will be held again in Las Vegas at the Watergate Resort and Hotel.
Westgate.
It will be in September. And go to the website, like Casey was telling us, at wateroflifesymposium.com, and make your reservation. You can do that like as this is happening right now. So go ahead and handle that. The cost is $35, and that price is unchanged since the very first session, which was last year. So it is, we were talking about it, and Tony Hill, if you can, you know, just elaborate on this as well, you can't even do two yoga classes for $35. This, you know, it's going to run you more than that. So, you know, if you're looking at the expense, you know, the yoga classes is worth at least $40, $50. Am I right, Tony?
Oh yeah, the you know, I mean, even here in Charlotte, North Carolina, the least expensive yoga class, that's just one class, is $20. So
yeah,
that's just, you know, so yeah, it's you know, the yoga classes alone are worth it, but you get so much more than the yoga classes. You know,
exactly.
You get,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
With that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Who is it?
This is Casey. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
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 We can hear you.
Okay. I wasn't sure because I got Blog Talk cut me off. So I'm here. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, you know, and I wanted to add something, too. Also, something that we might want to do that following Sunday, that day after, is maybe we can talk about how we can keep this energy going until the next year. You know, things that we can do with each other, or maybe keeping in touch with each other, you know, keeping our family, you know, connected. You know, so maybe we talk about what kind of techniques or whatever we can do to try to keep this vibration, this frequency going.
That's a good idea. We figured out how to put six people on the screen, remember, Tony?
Yeah.
Or four people
yeah.
on the messenger screen?
Right.
We can
right.
even do something like that just to right. test our max and see how many we can get on there.
Yeah.
Because it was visual.
Right.
Visual.
Okay.
People
okay.
can feel you. Yep.
I would like to give a shout out to our phenomenal host, Mr. Anthony A.K. King.
Yay!
Yes, he did a great job.
One people, one voice.
We got some singing this year, which was great
mm-hmm.
from him.
Oh, he's a magnificent singer.
Yes. Yes.
And his friend, his friend he grew up with that was singing. Tell me his name again.
Melvin Wafer. Yes.
Melvin
Wafer.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. That was a treat. And Sessie Timothy Hill. That was a treat. It was a treat all
Timothy
weekend.
Wells, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We had some voices in there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Indeed.
So much
indeed.
Beautiful talent.
Yep.
So much.
Yep.
Yep. Shout out
Anthony
to AK.
Anthony played that piano live and
yes.
gave us some vocal chords.
AK.
And he was an awesome
cheerleader.
My guru.
Right there, right? No, right. No soundtracks and all that kind of stuff, but real live music.
Real live
right.
music. Yep. After symposium.
Anthony was always insistent. He was always insistent that we bumped up the energy. Come on, guys, give more than that.
right.
Yeah, for real.
You know what? I call AK my guru, so I got a name for him now. It's Akuru.
Akuru. Explain, please.
AK the guru. It comes to Akuru.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Akuru, our guru.
Akuru,
yes, and
my
I just want to say thank you to Anthony for all of his hard work behind the scenes, all of the intricate details that you guys see at the symposium.
Yeah.
You know, he works really hard and detailed on everything, and you know everything always turns out so lovely. So I want to thank
yeah.
him for all of his leadership and all of his hard work throughout the whole year putting this thing together.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, AK. Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. Beautiful Crystal, thank you.
Yeah.
Crystal, Miss
yeah.
Crystal
yeah.
King.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Crystal.
And thank you too, Casey.
Oh, well, thank you too, Chicago.
Exactly. she's the empress. She is
right.
the empress. she's the empress. That's what I got to say about that.
Well, I know that Madeline had to another engagement or commitment, but Danielle, Casey, Shatan, and Rochelle, what I was, my intention between now and next year would be to have a gathering of the women on occasions, on a regular occasion to have updated knowledge shared and for us to be able to advance to perhaps a different level, a higher level. And I'm saying perhaps.
Yes.
Only because it would be up to that individual person, you know, if they wanted to be elevated to the next level. But this would be for any of the women that were in attendance at the symposium. So that would be the requirement to be an active participating member of the group, which would
yes.
meet and we'll have additional educational speakers and subjects.
Yes.
You know, it may be about gardening. It may be about, you know, more about urine, how to use it, the applications, herbs. So, you know, there's just so many topics that can be discussed. So, you know, and for you women that are listening that haven't made it and you're sitting on the post, this would should be a little extra something for you to think about, and maybe you'll come on next year and be there with us.
Yeah.
So we
come
appreciate
join us.
You. Yeah, you know.
We're special.
Power.
We're real
yes,
special.
Yes.
We're a special
yes, we
breed
are.
Of femininity.
Yeah, yeah.
I
and
know,
we take
yeah.
it to the
yeah.
next level each and every time. Every year we're going to be more
yeah.
elevated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tony
yeah,
and I bow to that.
Be looking out for notification on that. And
all right, Auntie Sandy. I'm in.
I have a special guest to introduce to you folks out here in Radio Land on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have none other than dancer and musician extraordinaire, music producer, actor.
master and the creator of Water of Life Symposium, none other than Manya, Mr. Anthony, a.k.a.
Yay, yay.
Oh, that fish has got pipes.
Oh, man. Greetings, loved ones.
Oh, glad you made it. Greetings.
Casey.
Hey, it's wonderful listening to you all. I want to take this moment to tell you that you all are the symposium. You all made it great. You know, again, as a founder, that makes me the servant. So as a servant, I always want to do my best because my greatest reward is you all. Shatan, you did a phenomenal job. I love you so much and appreciate you just for driving up. You never ask me for anything. You're always willing to just give and give of yourself because that's the key to all of it. You know, as we continue to evolve our thoughts and break up these calcified and hardened places, which is what the water actually does, then we begin a new relationship with ourselves, the universe, and versus being a getter, a one that's seeking, looking for what they can get. We become the givers because that's who we are. We're responsible for the outcome of the world. If we are light in a dark place, then the proof is in the light. There's no reason that someone in the dark would want to be lost if they knew they were in the dark. And our character and the love that we show, and mostly by giving, will we impact this world. And it starts by giving to each other. Shatan, thank you. Rochelle, thank you. Brother Sam Smith, he kind of sat back kind of quiet. Ever since I've met Sam Smith, and it's been a little over 2 years now, I met him. I thought he was stalking me at first because he came to my concert. Then I saw him at the hotel, and I'm like, well, what's the likelihood of this dude being at the same hotel as me? And he's smiling at me. And then I saw him at my birthday party, and I said, okay, I'm about to stab me this somebody. And next thing you know, in this beautiful restaurant that we were in, there was half the people sitting on one side, the other half the people at my birthday party were at the other side. And when everybody was tallying up the bill, Brother Sam just quietly just went to the front and paid for my lunch and everybody that was on our side of the table. He always gives. He doesn't just register. He always gives to the symposium.
Wow.
He never asked me for anything. He flew me to Salt Lake City. He didn't ask me, you know, for anything. He just wanted me to be his guest. And, brother, you look beautiful. Tell them how many pounds you're down, Brother Sam.
I was trying not to talk. I was just listening. I was enjoying everything. Excuse me. So I'm down 54.
Wow.
Good. Yeah. Look good, brother.
So thank you.
You know, and you can see the love, Brother Tony Hill. Brother Sage, you know, you just came in. Your ambition is second to none. I love it. I love you all. Danielle, you are just a fireball. You're the walls fireball. You know, Auntie Sandy, we can't say enough about you. And Sister Madeline just stepped right in with her wisdom, her leadership.
Yes, she did.
Roz, her knowledge, and just her beautiful, beautiful spirit. The list goes on. This year was wonderful. Let me comment on my view of the social media. I know that we are in a new age, and I know we're not going back to the rotary phone on my mother's kitchen wall. I know that. So I've been kind of loose. I was more loose with you, Brother Sage. You didn't know this, you know, but with the phones being on and the recording live. Let me say this. There is no way we are going to capture what happens at the symposium on a video or a picture. We can do our the best we can, but what happens there, though we want it to resonate and transcend and penetrate the hearts of those that weren't there, I apologize and don't mean to disappoint you. It just doesn't work that way. You're going to get more criticism and more of what people think it ought to be, and then the focus becomes more of what's going on outside than what's going on inside. So here's what I want us to focus on.
Makes sense.
Being there. That the symposium, whether you guys know it or not, is based on being there. We get everywhere else. We do everything else that we want to do in this world, and we have a whole year to plan. For those of you guys that need a little help or that can help others, we have the Water of Life Symposium at wateroflifesymposium.com. You can post it there or you can go on Facebook. We have the Water of Life Symposium group. If you got something to help, help. You know, a lot of the sisters, I think Sister Linda, Sister Roz, and Sister Madeline, all stay together. You know, people can get together and put online, you know, who's willing to share a room with someone. Those are ways we can cut down costs. Also, we know where we're going to be next year. Vegas is a pretty easy hub to get into from pretty much anywhere. And throughout the year, they got some great flights. You know, so I think that when we put the focus on being there versus how many people we can reach via live stream, I think that we actually set out to accomplish what it is that we want to do, and that's be in the same room with each other. I think that we can get, imagine if the Water of Life Symposium was as big as NASCAR. It's 200,000 people that come out to these events. They're not just watching it online. These people get up and they go. You know, people get up and go to sporting events. 18, 15 to 20,000 people showing up at basketball games. 100,000 people every Sunday out at these football games. If we let's get the room to 1,000 people before we even start talking about picking up our phones. Let's let the world wait. I love when they ask for pictures. I love when they get upset because they don't have any footage. That means you're talking about it. That means you heard something about it. And that means you really want to be there. But if you want to be there, start planning right now. You can go online right now and register. That's $35. Get your registration taken care of. Do the simple things that when that time comes, that we're prepared already and not trying to scrape and not trying to figure things out at the last minute. We got to be better. The better we are, the rest of the world will just follow because we are the light of the world. I love all of you guys. I really appreciate you. This weekend is really, I'm speechless about so many different moments and just honored to be a chosen vessel to be used in this capacity because I know my mama's proud. I'm using my head for more than just a hat rack, and I feel good about myself because if you ask me, what do you want to do with your life? I want to give it all away. I want to do the best I can at being the gift of life to those that I embrace. I want to grow, drink more of my water. I love you all, and I will see you next year. We'll be talking throughout the year. Oh, and we have Simple Sunday. It's posted on the website. So when you're talking about the fees, You get two doses of yoga. You get a whole day with Brother Sage, Auntie Sandy, Casey, Danielle, Roz, Tony Hill, all the rest of the beautiful people that come in on Saturday. And we got Simple Sunday from 10 to 3. We'll designate a place for that because usually people that get up and go to yoga that Sunday, those are the people that come and hang out early. For those that don't make it out that Sunday, they probably slept in, but usually people are going to check out around 11 or 12. And they hang out till about 3. So for those that, you know, didn't get an early flight out, the Simple Sundays are always great because the last 2 years in a row, they've kind of duplicated themselves. We get together. It's just casual. Usually Linda, Brother Casey, or some of the sisters bring fruit, or Sister Vanessa brings some of her juice that she makes. And it was absolutely delicious. And we have some of the most wonderful dialogue, some of the greatest interaction, kind of summarizing the whole weekend. So you guys be excited. Let's stay in touch with each other all year. Let's get registered. And let's set a goal for ourselves. I think that we should have well over 100 people next year. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Agree.
I think we can do
agree.
It.
Yeah.
It should be a,
yes,
it should be
sir.
An easy thing to do.
One
because
people, one voice.
Yeah, everybody should commit to saying, you know, I'm the light. Somebody should want to be. We should be embarrassed if we have all year long and we say that this thing that we do is the greatest thing that there is for mankind, you know, that we're turning humanity around. If so, there should be at least one person that wants to follow you or be like you. Somebody that should be attracted to you and want to absorb some of the life that you have to give. If we did that, we would not only meet our mark, we would surpass it by far. So let's be mindful to get people to the symposium and not reach out to them. This is a come union. Come. Come you in I on. Come you in I oneness on. This is not an outreach program. This is not trying to convince the world to drink their pee. The symposium is a celebration for us that do drink. It's for us to be able to get together and share some of the transition and changes that are occurring in our own lives. This is our time to spoil ourselves and to love on each other. And you know what? If the world is hungry and thirsty, they should see this light and be easy to just follow right along. I love you guys. Back to you, Auntie.
Love you, baby.
Love you, AK.
I think we've been
love
given
you,
our charge, everybody.
Yes.
To bring
my AK
to bring
guru.
And while we're still on the high that everyone is feeling right now, let's get those invitations out. Let's ask people. Start now and, you know, invite a person every week. You know what I'm saying? At least one person every week. But set a goal for yourself. Set a goal to really have the conversations and to bring the beauty of the symposium to your family and to your friends. And for those of you that are on the show tonight that have questions, you have the next 5 minutes to chime in and ask whatever question. No question is silly. The only silly question is the one that you do not ask. And so however we can help you to become more comfortable with the whole process or whatever we can do to help you to make that decision to join this family, this beautiful, beautiful family of water drinkers, and to see the reversing of age with people. I mean, it's just tremendous. One of our family members had been on urine for several months before he came to the first symposium last year. But this additional year where he's been drinking consistently, he looks like a brand new
person. I kid you not. I would not lie to you. This man is just fabulous, and I just kept looking at him. And the only words that came to me to explain why I was really staring so at him was that he looked so healthy. He looked healthy, healthy, healthy. So that's what drinking your own water, urine drinking, that's what it does for you, is to rejuvenate those cells and the molecules in your body to reverse them from all the toxins that you're getting out the air and out the food and from the exhaust from the vehicles and all of like that. It reverses all of that. And so it's just fabulous. I wouldn't have it any other way for myself. So come on out. Come be with us next year. And for those family members that are on tonight, you know, I challenge you. Invite, get someone committed to come in, at least one person a week. Make yourself a list of who you're going to invite. Get them registered. And let's make this thing happen next year. Let's get past 100.
I commit to 12 minimum. If each of us get at least 12, we'll have 1,000 people.
All right. There we go. There's 12.
I don't think I could pay that many of my family members to go.
You better make some new friends.
Pay
get out.
Your family members, you said?
Yeah, they all think I'm nuts when I tell them about my water. So unless I offered them all $50 each, they probably would never go. They seen me come from where I was to now.
Talk to friends.
I will.
Danielle. Talk to your friends. Yeah.
I got one friend.
And I would like to add, we have a blog on the website at wateroflifesymposium.com. So I want to just encourage everyone to go on and share their 2018 experience on the blog. I just posted it on Facebook.
Oh,
so
good.
The link is up there. Yeah. Or you can just go to
thanks,
the site
Casey.
Itself. So that's, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And thank you, Brother Sage, for sitting there counting that up. if each one of us bring 12, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's all we need is 12 people. How about that?
Yeah.
It's a perfect amount. There's that number 12 again, and everybody's familiar with it. So how's that for a goal?
I love it.
So, guys, I love you all.
Anyone
I'm going to jump off the line now.
Okay.
All right,
brother.
Okay.
Close to the end too. Thank you, Brother Sage.
Thank you, Sage.
Thank you. One love.
Thank you.
One love, Brother Sage.
Casey, could I invite you to close us out in whatever message you would like to leave? And I'm going to mute everybody else, and I'm going to allow Casey to share whatever she would like to share with us, and so that she's undisturbed, and I don't mean any harm to anybody. I just want her to be able to have this last few minutes to herself. So, Casey, would you mind?
Sure. Again, I would like to thank everyone that came out to the symposium this year. It was wonderful seeing each and every one. There was so much love in the room. The love in the room once again filled the room up to capacity. And it was beautiful to be there with everyone. We should have a fulfilling year ahead of us, you know, just showing up as we are. We already drink our water. So us showing up as we are and drawing people in, because they will come, you know, it's contagious, and that's a good thing. And again, check the website. Updates will be on the web posted, you know, throughout the year. And again, I would like to thank Anthony for your wonderful, wonderful commitment to this whole thing. You know, we can't do this without you. And together, you guys, we are doing this. This is something phenomenal that we do. It's the best thing going. And let's keep in touch throughout the year, and let's do this. And I'm excited, and I love you all, and thank you again, everyone, for your help, your dedication, Auntie Sandy, Shaitan, Danielle, Tony Hill, everyone that I'm missing. Thank you, guys, and I love you.
And we love you, Casey, with all our hearts. And so thank you, everyone, for being with us. And I actually am going to open up the lines just so that everybody could say goodbye and share some love right before we close up. So, Casey, thank you so much for that. Your
love you, Sister Casey. Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you, guys.
You're
I love
beautiful.
You too.
You're beautiful.
One love,
thank
y'all.
You, Danielle.
So beautiful.
Good night, John Boy.
Tony, good night, Shaitan. Good night, Auntie
good night,
Sandy.
Skipper.
Good night, Brother Sage.
Good night, Marianne.
Michelle, good night, whoever was joining us.
Good night,
I look
Fred.
I want to hear
good
from
night,
Diane
Barney.
Next time.
Good night, Wilma. Good night, Betty.
Love you guys. You guys are silly. That's what makes the world go around.
This is the family.
Yes.
This is the family.
Water of life. We are the water of life. We are
good night,
the perfect
Marcia.
People.
Good night,
we're the perfect people.
Good night, Cindy. Good night, Bobby.
We're the perfect
good night,
people.
Greg.
One people, one voice.
Good night, Peter.
One people, one voice.
Good night,
one
Mr.
People,
Brady.
One people, one voice.
Good night, Alice.
Just take
us to the bridge.
Good night, Cheech. Good night, Chong.
Take us to the bridge.
Good night,
you,
Lucy.
We'll see you next week.
Good night, Fred. Good night, Ethel.
Bye, Tony.
Good night, Ricky.
Bye.
And that's what I want.